This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his people the things which must soon come to pass. And Jesus said and signified it by his angel unto me, John, his servant. Blessed is he who reads aloud the words of the prophecy, and blessed are they who hear and keep what is written therein. For the time is near. Grace to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, be glory and dominion forever and ever. I was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, like a trumpet.
Write what you see in a book, and send it to the seven churches. To Ephesus. I know your works, you've been patient and kind. You have endured for my name's sake, I find.
Men I have tested who claim to be true, and found that their hearts were not following you.
Nevertheless, I have this against you. The first love you had hasn't held true. You've fallen away, so take heed and repent, or you'll not escape the wrath that is sent. To Smyrna. I know that you have had troubles and strife. Be faithful and you'll have the crown of life.
But Satan is working right here in our midst, and we are surrounded by his hypocrites.
Do not fear the trials that may happen to you, for Satan will test you because you are true. He who has ears, let him hear what I say. Come follow me, for I am the way. To Pergamos. I know that you have held fast to my name, even though Satan is playing his game.
We've tried to hold fast to the teachings you brought. They've even killed some for beliefs which you taught.
Yes, but I still have some things against you. I know of the immoral acts that you do. I'm coming to judge you, you'd better repent. Walk in the light and you'll be content. To Thyatira. Patience and service and charity, these works that you do are so pleasing to me.
I keep the faith even though I am each deed I do surpasses the first.
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you will allow immorality to hold fast till I come, keep my words till the end. To you I'll give power to make nations bend. To Sardis. Awake and revive what is left and alive. Your works show me clearly that part of you died.
I don't understand just what you imply. With all my good works, how could I die?
Works by themselves won't make your garments white. Beware, for I'll come like a thief in the night. There are a few who still walk in the light, and they shall be worthy to walk with me in white. To Philadelphia. You've been true to my name and you haven't denied I came into the world and for your sins died. The door to my kingdom is open to you. For your patient endurance to my word you held true. And those who let Satan in the church take his seat, behold, I will make them come bow at your feet. And you shall escape the wrath of my rod. I will make you a pillar in the house of my God. To Laodicea. Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, from my mouth I will spew thee, for you've left my fold.
I'm rich and I've prospered, and I don't need a thing.
But you're wretched and poor, for your treasures are keen. Buy from me gold that's refined by the fire, garments of white your shame to attire. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. All you need do is just lift up the lock.
After this, I looked, and there in heaven was an open door, and a voice like a trumpet said,
Come up here and see what will take place.
Then I looked and saw in the right hand of him on the throne a scroll on which were seven seals.
Who here is worthy? Who here is worthy to take the scroll and break the seals? Who here is worthy?
Oh.
When the Lamb opened the first seal, I heard a voice.
Come.
I looked, and before my eyes was a white horse. Its rider carried a bow, and he was given a crown. He rode out conquering and bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard a voice.
Come.
And another horse came forth, red in color. Its rider was given power to deprive the earth of peace so that men should kill each other. A huge sword was put into his hand. When the Lamb opened the third seal, the voice said,
Come.
I looked again, and there before my eyes was a black horse. Its rider had a pair of scales in his hand. As he broke the fourth seal, I heard a voice,
Come.
Again I looked, and there appeared a horse sickly green in color. The name of its rider was Death, and the grave followed close behind him.